Because both of these things are true right now, where it's like climate change has already affected a lot of people. It's also true that climate change has not affected a lot of people, at least judging by their behavior.
On planet Earth, at the peak of human ingenuity, we still haven't managed to save ourselves from... Two brave souls have decided to take on our enemy to prevent the world from falling into the...
Let motherfuckers feel the climate change. Let motherfuckers feel the climate change.
Let motherfuckers. So let's start here, everyone. You were saying, Casey, that nobody is going to do the right thing voluntarily. You may have the best plan. Your plan may be great. We're not doomers because we don't think your plan is great. It's a fucking great plan. But nobody's going to do what you're asking voluntarily. So you're going to have to make them. And none of you proposing these plans are going to make them. So we're not doomers because we don't think your plan is awesome. We're pretty sure you're not going to be able to enforce your plan. And so the alternative is to just talk openly about it. To say people are going to die in certain places and we should prepare for it.
Yeah, I mean, fucking A. Like, well, I mean, they wouldn't, nobody wants to do that because then nobody makes any money. So that can't even happen. There's no money in that.
There's no preparation.
Yeah. You can't prepare for, you can't be like, okay, everybody, so in like 90 days, we're going to end capitalism. Or, I mean, let's even say we're going to give it 6 months.
Yeah.
We're going to give it 6 months. We're going to phase out of capitalism. What the fuck does that look like? Like, what does that look like? Like, I can't, help me out, Mr. Creative.
It looks like fucking chaos.
It looks like fucking chaos. Like, what, like, so, you know, month one, like, everything's cheaper or something. And then month two is like, you can only trade things or something. And we don't get any more food or anything from any other country at all. Like,
and the,
there's no money in that. That's utter and complete chaos.
And the people, I'll say it, on the left that are proposing these big fix-all solutions, they are cool solutions.
Cool. Super cool.
They're cool. Like, yeah, like, that would be cool.
I vote for those, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be neat. But it'll never fucking happen.
I mean... like, it's weird that that's, like, true, right? Like, the only way that we actually try to stop this freight train of death to all living things currently on planet Earth, or most, is to create utter and complete chaos, which will result in a fairly large loss of life. Start at the top. And, like, that's a fact. And so, like, instead, everybody's like, I think the 2020 Mustang is going to be pretty sweet. I think the electric Harley Davidson is a pretty cool idea. I wonder what it sounds like. I hope it sounds like an electric Harley Davidson which means it's silent because I fucking hate Harley Davidsons. And that comes from a girl who's been to Harley Fest more than once.
It all comes full circle. I think.
I don't know if it does.
We're not doomers because we deny things. We're not doomers. Michael Mann, Penn State's climate dude, Michael Mann, has said that there is a propaganda campaign, a disinformation campaign to try to create doomers.
Right.
To try to create podcasters who want to give up their careers and go live in the woods and talk to people about how fucked up it is.
But we are of the, like, you should still do the right thing because you're good people, right? Like, right? Like, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool if you, like, you're at the grocery store. Again, I'm always talking about this, but that's the only place I go. Okay, so it's sad, sure, whatever. But, like, I could say I went out to the garden.
Do you
want to
say, like, the hardware store or something just to switch it up?
Sure, okay, like, okay, sure, the hardware store just sounds like it costs a lot of money.
Okay, go on.
So, but you run into somebody and they're, like, you know, buying some, like, I don't know, beef stew, Dinty Moore beef stew. And you're like, hey, just so you know, like, a lot of suffering went into that. The country of origin is questionable and everything inside of that. And if you were just, like, if you just made the right decision, like, you maybe would have more access to really healthy, good food. And, like, maybe the planet wouldn't die and maybe, like, we wouldn't lose, like, all the animals and the plants and stuff. Like, if you just, like, stop doing all the stuff that you do. Stop buying shit. Just grow a garden and tell everybody to go fuck themselves. Like, wouldn't it be crazy if, like, she was like, oh, good point. Fuck this stew. I am fucking going home and I'm going to plant some seeds and I'm going to say fuck off to all y'all. That's like, that would be cool, right? Like, I would totally, like, set up at a grocery store then and just do it all day. I just recruit motherfuckers to be good. I'm here to recruit you to be a good person. I should fucking do that. I am recruiting good people. Are you a good person? You are? Let me tell you, I have got some things for you. To be a good person, you just need to follow these 800 fucking rules. Okay, motherfucker. And these rules would be unnecessary except for you're an asshole. So follow the fucking rules and then you're a good person. Like, legit, we'll give you a pin, but it's probably just a recycled pin that we'll just put masking tape over and say that you're a good person because this is the second world. We're not making new shit for you. Unless it could maybe make us some money because we are a little bit looking for some money. Not to sound desperate.
We would license the second world governmental ideas.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we would. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, but like that's not the case. Like people are like, well, I don't want to give up this wonderful thing like hairspray. You know, and you're like, but like that's the thing. Like, it's not like you have to talk people into giving things up. You have to talk people into saying, you know what, though? Like, your hair looks like shit with or without. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, nobody cares about your hair. You know what? Nobody cares about your hair. And, like, some people are even like, did you check out that bitch's hair? That was weird, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't. Just don't with the hair. You're fine. You might have bad hair. You might have good hair. I have gray hair, so it's easy for me to say, But, I mean, we can change the subject to something I don't have. That's great.
Shit. We could just move past that. That's fine. You didn't win that one. It's fine. You don't get hairspray. It doesn't help you look like me at all.
Sounds like there's arrogance on this side of the microphone, you know? Anyways.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just, sometimes it comes out.
Sometimes you just
the
gotta,
right way.
You got to make a call. Yeah. And you're just like, I know. Yeah. It's just like... I will win.
Right. But it doesn't mean I've never used mousse. I don't anymore.
Turns out we didn't need that.
No. It's kind of neat to feel it, though.
Wow. That's not a solid or a liquid.
It's a gel.
It's a foam.
if that's a legal binding term in the scientific notation community.
So does that sound like it's going to work recruiting
good people? Not
good people? Like, are we going to do that?
That's like saying like we're good people. Like, we do everything right. We don't do everything right. That's not what we're saying. We're saying the basics. Like the basics. Like the basics. Like, you're not going to go to the dollar store because you have $4 and you're like, well, I have $4. Yeah. I should probably spend it on something. Like, well, no. And I get like your shit isn't good, but I'm going to fucking grow tomatoes on the fucking, by the mailbox and have a sign that says free tomatoes. Cause I just think that maybe people should just fucking stop it. I don't think it's going to do any good. And some asshole's probably just going to piss me off, but.
But we didn't arrive to this conclusion that there's nothing to be done because we've been manipulated. And people who think there's nothing that can be done, or at least who don't believe in the Green New Deal, not as a, like, conceptually, that is fucking great. You will never have the enforcement mechanism possible.
Well, and I argue it's not great.
Well, okay.
I mean, because it's A, it doesn't go far enough, and B, it really is just moving the economy to a green economy, but it's still a very carbon-intense economy because building wind turbines and solar panels for 6,000 square foot homes is not at all the way it should be.
Well, that's what I was going to say is for the Green New Deal or anything like it to work, like the needle on every institution in America simultaneously would have to be threaded in concert. Everything would still have to change to make sure that nobody has to shoot their neighbor in the face.
I mean, not in Florida. That's why I'm in Florida.
Yeah. We've taken that chance. But that I mean, that's the optimism. They're like, why wouldn't you cling to this? You know, why wouldn't you cling to the Green New Deal? Like, if we change everything in a managed way, rapidly, it'll be just like this. We can still have Christmas. It's fine. It'll be green.
Oh, fucking Christmas, man.
You know, it'll be like, we should buy less stuff. Do you know, like, when Barack Obama had this once in three generations chance to actually do a goddamn thing and change some of the fucked up shit that's wrong with the world? Like when the banks collapsed.
And I know.
And he could have been like, you know what? Let's fix some of this shit.
I know.
Even if we're just like, if there's five banks, we're going to make 15.
I couldn't believe when I heard, I remember driving to work, listening to, like, I was just like, this is,
you motherfucker,
this is insanity.
You same motherfucking architects are going to thread the needle on this.
Yeah.
In every sector of the society. I don't think that you can pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm not going to pretend that anything will fucking happen.
Right.
I would just like to move past that. We would like to move past that and say, what are we going to do now? What is preparation? It would be really cool if we could keep warming to 2.5 degrees if we did all that crazy shit. But we won't.
Well, and we can't, because the crazy shit that they have, like, to get it down to that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
We don't have carbon capture.
And it's not, like, even just the technology. It's this societal engineering.
Yeah. It is. The social engineering. We are not made to work together. We are not. Like, it's not in our DNA anymore in the United States to come together as a true 100% community and fight for one single thing. That is not a thing. We have been divided so many times and so diluted that, like, look at this podcast. Like, we are such a small minority. Like, we're this little tiny, tiny minority that's like, everything's fucked up and we actually want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, just real, just really just talk about it. And, you know, most people, you know, some people aren't going to find it, but most people aren't even asking the questions because they're either just trying to deal with their shitty fucking day or they're chasing whatever carrot that they've decided to chase. And it's crazy.
That's the answer to, well, why is it easier to imagine the end of the world instead of the end of capitalism? And it's because capitalism has broken our biology.
Yeah, man.
It broke us. it made us go crazy as a species. It was an error.
Yeah, consumerism.
It wasn't just like a period. It was the greatest error. Oops.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was totalitarian.
Totally.
Tubular. Like J.A. says. With the tech.
Oh, yeah. Technology is bullshit.
So do you resent being lumped in with doomers?
I mean, I don't know who's lumping me, but if I were to be lumped as a doomer, I'd be like, I mean, I just still think I'm maybe a little bit like that. But it's more, but see, I still want to do the right thing. Like that's the difference. Like a true doomer is like, fuck it. You know, it's all going to shit. That's like the easy line of saying fuck you to religion as well. You know, hell's where I want to be. But like, I don't believe in hell. Like, I still feel like you gotta do, like, I don't believe that. I actually don't believe that it's not, like, nothing's worth saving. Because I think if we can even just keep it to, like, 0.5 degrees Celsius less than the total, like, we're saving something. Some protozoa, some, you know, single cell organism that will turn. And like I'm that, like, is that a doomer that I'm like, well, but maybe we can save algae.
Mm.
You know? Or lichen. Don't get me fucking started.
Because we can be attached to that too. Well, like, that should live. Something like that should live.
Yeah, because like, I think largely what was here was really cool. I mean, you see just the fucking beauty and then just the different adaptations of the life on this planet. And you just like, it's so overwhelming and joyful and like mm-hmm. fucking badass and like terrifying. Like it's every imaginable emotion life has found a niche for it. And like, I know that, you know, everything dies, something else will eventually take its place because it's the earth. And unless something cataclysmic happens, that's what it does. But like, I do kind of like how it organized this time. So maybe if we kind of do it the same, but just like stop at like the chimp, or maybe even chimps are a little evil, like stop at the orangutan.
Don't let them use tools. Yeah. Don't let them use tools.
Yeah. Or something. I mean, maybe who knows? Who knows where the fuck up was, but maybe the next time the fuck up won't happen. And I want that. Like, I want that. And I think mammals are pretty cool. So, like, I hope mammals happen again because I think mammals are pretty cool. Being one, I vote for mammals.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're pretty neat. Yeah, a little biased, but I think we're pretty neat. You know, so, like, that's my hope is that, you know, but it's just, like, then there's, like, the hornbill, you know. I just got that bird in my head, man. Mm-hmm. I just, the thought of that not existing on this planet is so sad because it's so fucking cool. What a cool fucking crazy ass fucking Jesus Christ, man. You're beautiful. You're weird as fuck and you're cute and you got some fucking crazy behaviors and fucking man. Like you're only in one little spot on this planet and we are fucking destroying it. Like, and there's a million of those. There's a trillion of those. There's like, man, but like if me fucking grown food and not getting food from California or wherever the fuck it comes from, like, if that saves like one lichen species, and maybe it doesn't, but I like to think that maybe it does.
And on top of that, by dropping out, you make your life better. Even if climate change wasn't happening.
Yeah, says the crazy people in the woods.
whose last episode was about isolation.
But I mean, yeah. Okay, we're weird.
If more people understood exactly what we're saying, we would be legion. Find the others.
What is, you're so meowy today. I'm fucking meowy as shit, bitch. You got no fucking idea.
It's time for my big meal, lady. I'm a big meal. I'm a big boy. That's why I'm fucking meowing. Get off your goddamn ass. You feed me.
I want an eye drop. I love the eye drops.
You guys know Vegas.
Dick blister.
So that's why it's hard to talk to other people.
Yeah. Are we on? What is our thesis? I think we need a thesis. That's the like, wow, you people are fucking not just a podcast. You are like educated or something. I know. I know. The thesis is, holy shit, dude, we're all going to die.
Our thesis is that everybody doing the charts and graphs thing on, well,
can we suck it. Sorry, I just wanted to say that. That's my new saying.
Suck it with throat slit. Our thesis is that we should use that time differently.
What time?
Instead of talking about the charts and graphs and the things that could be done reverse it, we should prepare for it.
I know. Well, we went to a major city this week, and I was utterly and completely and horribly terrified at how incredibly business as usual it was, to the point of just complete and total like, growth is the best thing in the world, and buy more and do more and drive more. And I was just like,
well,
has anybody considered that this is bad? I mean, I'm here too, but I'm not feeling good about it.
Yeah, it's just because there is no way, and we had to do this thing right now.
Right.
But we're like, we should stop.
I don't know who that meow is.
Find out next time on Who Meows at Maximum Carbon Sinkhole.
Who's meowing? Is it? So
that's why we think you should start here. What is this?
Oh,
fucking,
this is the start here.
What
episode?
Is this podcast about?
What is this podcast about? It's about people who are like, hey, we think about this stuff all the time. Are we alone?
Even if you don't want to write us, but you can.
Yeah.
carbonsinkhole@protonmail.com.
Yeah, yeah, which actually, I should say, I've gotten quite a few emails from like listeners and stuff. Just wondering about Caleb. He's like, hasn't killed himself. Everybody's like waiting for the suicide. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. He's like, what are you, who's the downer here? Like, I mean, I thought his email was serious, but I wasn't like, oh my God, he's got a noose around his neck. He's fine. He's,
yeah, Caleb's
all
right.
He's just a kid. He's just whatever, but he's like a deep thinker or whatever. But yeah, he's all right. He's fine. I don't like email him every day or anything. Like, oh my God, this is the saddest meow I've ever heard in my life. It's not even time to feed you. Or somebody somebody's locked in something, I think. Hold on. Somebody's got to pee.
Do you want to look sexy and help the environment?
Who doesn't?
What if I told you that you could bronze your bod with artificial sun rays while also slashing carbon emissions?
No way.
Yes way. At Sunny Day Tanning, we've installed a shitload of solar panels that harness the power of the sun to fuel each of our 500 locations around the country.
Wow. But what if you don't have a location near me?
No worries. For a limited time, we're offering full DC tanning beds for lease, so you can tan in the comfort of your own home while slashing carbon one sunny day tanning session at a time.
How can I learn more?
Easy. Just call us at 1-800-GREEN-NEW-YOU. That's 1-800-GREEN-NEW-YOU to find the Sunny Day Tanning location nearby.
Sunny Day Tanning runs on the sun. All locations closed during cloud events. No refunds on sessions disrupted by shady weather. Franchises available. Sunny Day Tanning is not a zero carbon company.
It was Elka.
It's like Clue. Elka.
She was locked in the
old
cabinet.
Oaky cabinet. That's a Hoosier cabinet.
So anyways, Caleb's fine. And the few other teenagers that we have heard from, you know, I mean, this is heavy stuff. It's hard stuff. And, you know, I think the good thing is being able to talk about it pretty openly and with some humor, you know, and that's, I think, what has helped people, at least who have reached out to us. And that's pretty cool. I mean, I know we're not for everybody.
Yeah,
and stuff, but
it's okay if you don't want to write us. Just keep listening, because we're just going to try to keep cracking jokes about it. Because what the fuck? It's crazy out there, and all these people think that they can fix it, and they can't. And
you're like, well, but what? Everybody's like, everybody's crazy, but like half people don't, you know, they're too infected with ADD, and nobody even knows what the fuck. It's just like, it already is kind of chaos.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it feels like chaos. Like,
because both of these things are true right now, where it's like climate change has already affected a lot of people, right? That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, it's already happening right now. Mm-hmm. And then it's also true that climate change has not affected a lot of people, at least judging by their behavior.
Right. Yes.
Sort of like your anecdote from the other episode, where you're like, there can be an economic crash and people still go to the mall, and it's sort of like, what?
Yeah, but can I bring up just a tidbit of maybe factual information that will put this all into better context and kind of make us understand the whole problem a little better?
That's not really what we do here, but I think I'll allow it. I'm intrigued.
Okay. It's going to go back to a little word that we said earlier. And you're going to know right when I say the word, the story I'm going to tell. Lichen.
Yes.
So here's the thing, is that we as a society have largely broken so far away from nature that we are fucking retarded. We are dumb as fuck. We are, I don't even know. We are so bad at being alive that I can't believe there aren't more deaths, honestly. So, like, this is a story that revolves around Amazon, which is no longer the biggest forest in the world. It's just the biggest store in the world. And we do shop there, unfortunately. See, we're not perfect. So I get emails randomly, like, can you answer this question about this product so you could be a useful consumer? And I'm like, oh, I can be useful, but I'm really looking more to be funny. I'm like, well, this might be a place where I can put something funny in. I'm not usually landing any
good ones.
Just
a glitch in the matrix.
It's just like a little fuck you here and there. Anyways, so this was regarding a vitamin D, vegan. It's a vegan company that makes this vitamin D, and it's a gummy. And it was like the question, I'm going to get it not perfectly right, which I could look it up and tell you, but it was like, so they sell it as a lichen, because that's where the vitamin D comes from, is lichen. And they call it plant-like, because lichen's plant-like. It's not plant, but it's plant-like. So the question was, lichen? I can't remember what the question was. It was like, lichen, you say that this is, quote, plant-based, but yet you have something that says you have lichen, which is plant-like. Please clarify.
What is lichen?
What is lichen? And I'm like, wait, are you fucking kidding me right now? You're going to get on your fucking vegan fucking stool? You're fucking high horse. You're fucking vegan. Fucking, I'm going to look down on all you motherfuckers. I am the most vegan motherfucker you've ever met in your fucking life. I doubt it. Like, that's it. And they don't know what lichen is. So what are they protecting? Like, I mean, truly, like, if you're vegan, you're vegan maybe just for animal reasons. Maybe it's just for health reasons. Maybe it's just for planetary reasons. But none of those mean you don't know what lichen is, because it's everywhere. Like, how, like, okay, if you're inner city, maybe. I can promise you this person isn't inner city. This is probably a middle to upper class white person who's like, you know, I love my vegan leather outfits because I'm really sexy and I'm really like, look at me, I can wear leather and it's not cruel at all, except all the petroleum it's made out of, but whatever, those didn't kill anybody, right? I mean, fuck off. But But like, we are so retarded that we don't know what lichen is. And maybe I'm gonna get a phone call. I'm gonna get a phone call. I'll be like, you know, a lot of people don't know what lichen is. Well, you know what? That's a fucking problem. That's a fucking problem.
That's why we're not gonna fix shit.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Lichen's really important and it's fucking cool looking and it's weird and it's kind of alien, right? But it's fucking everywhere. Every state has it. Every country has it. Everybody has it. I mean, I don't know if the penguins and fucking the poles have it or whatever. I know there's only one pole. I always get confused on the poles.
Write us, penguins, if you have lichen. Send us a sample.
Yeah. That's why people are fucking so dumb. And it's not their fault that they're dumb. It's like it was never taught to them that it was important to walk outside and understand, hey, there's other things that live here.
No.
No, we should spray kill for them. That. We spray for that, don't we?
Well, don't let them live
we
here.
We should spray for that.
Don't. This is our space only.
Yeah. You know? So that's it. Like, that is it. Like, that was like... So I did answer the question. But
it's like you were saying with there being a vegan breakfast option at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm so conflicted because, like, how cool is that? Fucking Dunkin' Donuts. We got two Dunkin' Donuts within 15 minutes. Let's fucking do this shit. Let's fucking eat Dunkin' Donuts.
One in each direction.
Fucking eating Dunkin' Donuts every breakfast, every lunch, every dinner. Let's do it. It's easy. I don't have to fucking clean anything. This is amazing. But I'm like, that it's not good. And like the fact that it's like spreading everywhere, like, oh, veganism is making a foothold. People are making, you know, better choices. Like maybe I can tell you maybe, but like now vegan stuff is at Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, Dunkin' Donuts wasn't like good for you. Or the planet. Like, vegan McDonald's is still McDonald's. Like, it's cool that they're not cruel, but the chemicals they use to make the food and how they do it and how big it is and how they, you know, totally, like, fucking ruin neighborhoods and, like, just treat people like shit. Like, it's still fucking terrible. McDonald's is still awful. Vegan. It's still awful. Like, it's bad for you. It's not good for anybody. So, like, fuck you, Beyond Meat. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, now Beyond Meat probably isn't very good for you or something. And it's probably uber expensive. I don't know how much it is. But I don't know. It's just, it's all fucked. It doesn't mean it's a good thing. I used to think that was it. Like, oh, we just got to have a vegan fast food restaurant on every corner. No, that's not the fucking answer, you dipshit. 5 years ago, me. I don't know how long ago.
Introducing McDonald's all-new vegan value menu with only 10% real food in every mouthful. McDonald's 2 for $6 mix and match deal returns. For a limited time, pick any two of your faves for just $6. Choose from the Big Plant Mac, Filet Omit the Fish, Quarter Pound Harmless with Petro Cheese, and 10-piece No Chicken McNuggets. But only for a limited time. At McDonald's, eating vegan doesn't have to mean eating healthy.
We're always accepting applications for part-time, no-wage positions. Inquire within.
Well, and vegan shit has been consolidated too.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when Boca and Morningstar got acquired by like Kraft and some other shit or whatever. And it was like, I mean, they were already like the like big players, you know what I mean? And so you were already like, they're probably not like super great, like, or whatever, because they're pretty big. But now they're like, you probably shouldn't eat it. And then now it's like required that they put poison in the food and it comes from horrible places and it's just like a bad product altogether.
Well, and being vegan is a lot of things, but one of the things it certainly is, it was a very basic consumer protest.
Yeah.
It was like minimum you should protest the consumer economy by not eating animals.
Right. And then when you saw new non-animal products come out, it almost felt like a win.
Yeah.
Like we won. See, we won. Okay. Now we see more vegan milk on the shelves, and that's true.
But now the consumer protest is gone. They're like, don't worry, We'll find some stuff that you want
to
buy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We'll get you addicted to something else. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Dunkin' Donuts was. Because, you know, people get addicted to that fast food. I have been addicted to fast food before. I mean, there's a lot of chemicals in there and there's a lot of convenience. and I don't know if the vegan stuff is as cheap as the other stuff, but it can get real cheap, you know. But it's bad for you. And then it's just another thing to be addicted to. It's just another... Oh, now I can have Dunkin' Donuts. I was a vegan and I was protesting that, but now I can eat a Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts is still a shitty company. Dunkin' Donuts is still shitty. Like, it's still shitty. Like, it's bad for the world that Dunkin' Donuts exists. And that comes from somebody who ran away to Dunkin' Donuts when she was a child. So it's basically like home for me. I think I lost JP there.
Oh man, we're just floating in the ether, man. All of us, some of us especially, but all of us are.
Whether I stay away from ether, I just go for THC.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm sure no one would have guessed.
Oh, never. It's so unobvious.
This helps. This is part of the coping too. If you don't have that, you should do that too.
Yeah, and for real,
we recommend it.
It really, I can tout the benefits for all day long.
Yeah, so it sucks, and like we want there to be like a really big project that brings it all together. Like
box fans in every car.
Box fans and fucking
vacuums.
Mass transit vacuums.
Breaking news.
213 people reported dead, over 300 injured, and an unknown number of missing passengers from the fourth major mass transit vacuum accident, this time Philadelphia. Peter, are you with us?
Yes, Peter Lappin here. I'm reporting live from Philadelphia, Ground Zero, and I'm here to tell you this is a gruesome scene where the giant vacuum tube normally pulls in the train. The suction appears to have been set to maximum, and it sucked people from as far away as a half mile, spitting them out on the other end.
Did anyone survive the spitting out?
Well, I'm walking amongst the corpses now, and a few hands have reached out to me, but I don't think that they'll make it to the hospital in time. They're filthy, pretty bloody, and some partially liquefied. I'm sorry, sir. I'm a journalist, and I'm not allowed to interfere with the story.
Please help me. Please.
You appear to be missing your arms, and your legs are pointing the wrong way. There is nothing I can do.
Kill me. It hurts. Oh, God, it hurts.
I feel confident you'll die on your own soon. Godspeed.
Have you been able to get any real numbers on the carbon the mass transit vacuum is sequestering?
That's a great question, and it's what I came down here to find out. And because I am such an exceptional journalist, I've got the answers we've all been looking for. Peter Lappin here again. It appears that so far, in week one of the mass transit vacuum carbon capture sequestration infrastructure implementation, each of the 12 sites has captured just over 100 grams of carbon. That's total.
Did you say kilograms?
Ha! No. Ha, sorry, sir. Please keep your dirty paws off of my slacks. They have been tailored. I said grams there. Basically, each one of these $5 billion Green New Deal projects has sequestered about the same amount of carbon as a 50-foot-tall pine tree. But don't let that get you down. There's no more pine trees. Also, the hope is that these vacuum things will eventually be able to figure out how to capture more than that.
Their original promise was that each site would initially capture and sequester 10,000 kilograms per hour, and it would go up from there. Are the malfunctioning sites capturing more or less?
Oh, okay, female anchor whose name I don't know. Are you an investigative reporter?
Yes.
That question was rhetorical. Of course you aren't. I am. So allow me to ask and answer that question, please. Thank you. Our audience wants educated and thoughtful expertise, of which I am. It's true the promise was much higher than the actual, but we do not need to lose hope. This vacuum thing was actually sucking twice the amount of carbon it did before it was turned up. Here in Philly, they're very forward-thinking, and they're going to close off a mile radius at every suction point so that it could run at its highest setting full-time. That's despite the tragedy.
But then it's only sequestering 200 grams of carbon, is that right? They're still running off the power grid, so I'm assuming they're using
Miss,
more
whatever
than
your name is, that is very inaccurate information. Again, Peter Lappin here. I'm actually on the ground visiting the site. They've installed a solar field just outside the city, and all the power comes from that. It's pretty simple.
Excuse me, sir.
Please step back.
I'm an engineer with the project. The solar field, it didn't produce enough power. They are, in fact, running
directly off the coal power plant.
I'm going to need to see your credentials.
they were sucked off along with my right hand.
Oh,
could you help
God.
Me get to one of the medics, please?
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot interfere with the story. Again, Peter Lappin here. You lost a hand, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a foot, so you should be able to walk just fine. I'm in the middle of something. Oh, no, it's Peter Lappin here. It just turned back on in reverse. People are getting sucked back in the other direction. Luckily, I'm anchored to a light pole here.
I hope that light pole breaks. Oh, looks like we lost our feed. Stay tuned for more updates. Coming up next, Land of the Lucky, how one convenience store has produced 5 major lottery winners. Maybe you'll be next. We'll be right back.
I the best thing I heard somebody talk about the Green New Deal recently, they were like, well, in terms of just one of the needles that we'd have to thread to make it all work is, it's like you said, Casey, there's going to be a lot of construction and there's going to be an economic boom because even Bernie says he wants to create 20 million high-paid jobs.
Yep.
Well, that's like a lot of motherfuckers that are going to want new trucks.
Exactly. Exactly. And like, can you believe they're still making trucks?
Yeah.
Like, do you know how many trucks are out there? There's a lot of motherfucking trucks.
So we got to be careful when we execute this centrally planned, but kindly enforced remapping of every aspect of society. One of the challenges that we're working on is putting more people to work and building lots of shit and still trying to cut our carbon emissions. But because we want to, we think we can.
Right.
Because that's what we aspire to.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what that doesn't do? It doesn't change the motherfucker who crosses the middle line to hit a gopher tortoise.
Yep. Not going to work. So... Are we going to bring the hammer down? Like, where's that part of... And the enforcement mechanism for the Green New Deal is...
Right.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Like, people do behavior changes when they're forced to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know. We're working on an eco-warrior at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make that happen.
And I've decided to reskill myself to learn how to fix small electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Or machines. I don't know what you call those.
You
toasters
can call
them and such on.
Whatever
what are
you
those?
Want.
Those aren't electronics.
Appliances?
Appliances.
Sure. Appliances.
That's what I'm going to do because, God damn it, some shit broke and it's like, it's garbage. Because nobody's going to fix it. And I'm like, well, I'm going to fucking have to learn how to do it because I do not want to have to buy another thing.
It's a big thing. It's got a broken switch. How do you open this up? Where do you get a fucking switch?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
So I don't know how successful I'm going to be, but I'm trying to be really confident and positive about it. But I'm pretty pissed. Because there's just shit. Like back in the day, you could find a TV repairman. He could fix anything. And it was relatively cheap. He usually lived there. It smelled. But
that's where you got your TV fixed.
And all your other small...
He was the only guy that knew how to do it. It was like, oh yeah, there's the building on the corner.
And there was always
I've
an
never
old guy.
Been in there.
There was always an old guy. And there has to be an old guy. I'm like, I don't know. All these old guys are pieces of shit for breakfast.
Anyway, we want the big project. Let's do the big project. Let's do the big project. So I don't know. Like you get brought over to the side that's like, you know, unfortunately, you get lumped in with this, like, oh, you think that nothing should be done, or you're just a doomer, or you're denying.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just don't think that we have the right power structures to fix this.
Yeah, basically. But at the same time, we're like, and it sucks. And
yeah.
We're like really pissed and bummed about it. And like that doesn't mean we're not going to try to do better. We're not doing great. We don't do it all right. We really don't. We're still fucking total shitheads.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, like in the grand scheme of carbon, we're still carbon shitheads.
Yeah, for sure.
But every time we learn something new, we're like, oh, okay, well, I guess we can't do that. Can't eat avocados anymore. We shouldn't buy sugar anymore. We shouldn't buy chocolate anymore. We should only buy a fair trade. Da, da, da. You know, we as soon as we learn. But what sucks is what we're learning is everything.
Yeah.
It's bad. And every single thing that you purchase does not cost enough to us. It costs too much to the planet.
And
or to a person or to an animal.
And the upside is we haven't been spending very much money, so we haven't needed to make as much money.
Right. I mean, that's true.
That's our pitch. It's like, oh.
But then I get all nervous. Like today, I'm like, what if in like 5 years we can't buy grains for some reason, like rice or.
Do you think that could be a problem buying grains?
That feels insane.
Because this is the same week that the U.S. Department of Transportation said that they are planning for 7 degrees of global warming by 2100.
Uh-huh.
And their infrastructure planning and their regulations.
And what's funny is I'm like, it'll be 10.
We think they're sandbagging at 7.
Yeah.
In the next 80 years.
That's like crazy. Like it's weird. So it got chilly today. Well, actually, I guess it started yesterday. Goddamn freezing in Central Florida right now. It was like 68 degrees today. And I was like, I mean, the wind gusts were like freezing.
Are you guys cold where you live too?
Yeah. But I have to admit, and this you could call this doomer. Like, I really hope we never see another frost in Central Florida because of all of our tropical fruits that we're trying to grow. They uh-huh. need to be frost free, so it's a lot more work to
that would help.
Yeah. And most people would probably say, well, why are you growing that if it shouldn't belong there? Fuck you. Okay, we're not perfect. I'm growing fucking tropical fruit, okay? I will find a way to fucking do it. It's not gonna cost more carbon the way we're doing it.
No, we're trying
I don't know if it'll work though.
We're trying to squeeze some motherfucking sweetness in here.
Yeah. So
we think we can pull it off.
I think we can pull it off. But you know, I do hope it stays warm.
You know, there's people that are doing like grief shit. Like, there's like grief centers. There's grief hotlines. Shit, we talked about starting a grief hotline until then we realized, oh, there were already grief hotlines.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll just keep talking to ourselves then.
Yeah. And I mean, let's face it, not everybody is at the humor stage yet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that have, like, it, you know,
like, this is insanely funny.
It is. I mean, it's not. It's tragic. It's fucking tragic.
Oh, my God.
The humor isn't, like, it's not supposed to be complete and total, like.
It's not flippant.
No, but it's like, fucking A, man. Like, that's our coping mechanism. It's always been my coping mechanism. I mean, fuck it. Like. There's a joke in everything, okay? There's a fucking joke in everything. And if it's going to happen anyways, you may as well fucking laugh at it. You know? Fuck.
This was a crazy place with some crazy shit going on.
Yeah.
And let's laugh about a few things while it crumbles.
Right. Right. Well, it's honoring some stuff too, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not a position that you come to easily.
No.
You know, it's.
Yeah, I mean, there's and some people have very distinct, like, you know, grieving. You know, there's the acceptance and the anger and da, da, da. And I kind of like, I've just always kind of gone directly to humor. I mean, that's like a problem, like, because like when something tragic happens, like we lose a pet or something, it's like I can usually crack a joke pretty soon. You know, but it's—I mean, the joke is always and also an homage. You know,
well, any time that we are faced with the choice of reverence, you and I are always looking at each other to be like, okay, that was somber. Now, which one of us is going to crack the first joke?
Yeah, 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 that's true.
And how long? 5 minutes? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 45 minutes. I think I'll do it now.
Yeah, yeah. And it's never too soon. I mean, that's just how we operate, though.
That may or may not work for you.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, I'm sorry, but.
What you do?
Yeah. You, and you maybe you should try it. I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know. I just feel like fucking, at least, like,
like, because I hate denial. You know, I hate it. Like, let's not deny the fact that we are all culpable. Like, we are all climate change. Like, we are all of this, like it or not, you know, and as dropped out as we are, as we were part of it at some point. Like, this is part of humanity. We're part of the ant colony. Like, you know, you look down at an ant colony and there's, you know, two people going, no, I'm going to live in the woods. Like, you can't see him. You're still going to kill the whole colony. You know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure. We're not. We're part of the industrial world.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if we went totally offline, which, I wish we would, but I mean, I'll just fail. Like, there's creature comforts that I like. And could I live without them? I could.
Well, and there was a point where I was like, shit, man. I was like, I could buy a $100,000 car. I could do that. I was making enough money. And I was like, Casey would let me. And she'd be like, really? And I'd be like, yeah, I want to.
I would be a bitch about it, though.
I would have been like, I know, but, holy shit, nobody expected that I would make this much money. My saving grace that I feel good about every night before I went to bed is, but I didn't.
Yeah. And good thing, because we would still be having to try to make money to pay for it, because those cars don't have that good of resale value.
Yeah, so we have been a part of it.
Right.
And we've tried to do better. There's a lot of shit that we just couldn't do anymore.
And now we can't sell our $4,000 car.
We're like, we're trying to go down to one and don't. It doesn't even have 70,000 miles on it. I mean, come the fuck on. $4,000?
I know. Oh, well. It's weird. It's because
all
people
the
can get 100-year
loans.
It's
fine.
Like,
yeah.
You know? It's so crazy. And I think that's it for me is when you, like, the reason we started doing this is because every time we walk out in the world, we're just like, everybody's doing shit. That's nuts. Everybody we know, everybody we don't know, like, everything is crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
and it works for most people.
Yeah.
It's like they seem like they don't know and they don't think like we do.
Well, yeah. And I mean, J.A. said it, you know, this is a civilization in decline without a doubt.
Because there's no meaning in any of the consumer choice, in any of the configurations in which you can mingle.
Yeah.
Everything is transactional.
Everything is transactional.
Everything that you do is transactional.
And so it's like, it's crazy. But you know what isn't transactional? Tomato plants. Tomatoes are starting to form. And let me tell you, the Roselle cherry tomato heirloom, so far, now it hasn't ripened yet. So I'm only speaking on it fucking made fruit. Just like in days. I was just like, bam, let's do this, motherfucker.
I mean, would you say that growing food is a little transactional? Maybe even the definition of transactional? It's not like we put the seeds in the ground for fun.
Well, but not all the seeds are edible.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Well, maybe the tomato.
I don't know. I disagree with you because I want it to be happy and healthy.
Okay. You know what? I'll say this. Most of the vegetables, most of the fruiting plants, they're very pretty.
Yeah, they are.
They're cool. And the animals like them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I love.
So yeah, we've been bribed in a few cases, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll plant you over here.
Yeah.
Maybe they're using us.
We have a perennial pepper plant, for fucking Christ's sake.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. It's like, I don't know, 4 feet tall.
We kind of left it for dead twice. And then we're like, you know what? Let's stick it in the ground over there.
Yeah. That's like, it's fine. We got it.
That's neat. It just, it wants to be here.
It
does. Your point.
It just wants to be here. It's been here over a year now.
So that's why we're just painting with him.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, you could break things down as anything being transactional, but I think that the difference is that you're cultivating this tomato. There's a relationship with the tomato. And most other things are, I mean, maybe you try to cultivate a relationship with a cashier so you have a better experience, but I don't think it's quite the same. Like, if the cashier gets fired, you're fine. You're not devastated. If the tomato plant dies, I'm devastated. I'm devastated.
Yeah.
And some would say, well, that's the cashier, what didn't die. Well, even if she died, I'd be like, okay, well, I didn't know her that well. She could have been a
cunt. I don't fucking know. But the tomato plant made tomatoes, and you know, the bees came, even though I'm like, well, we don't need you. But
do you have people in your life that aren't transactional that you're like, you know, like more than one, maybe? Like one seems like you're lucky.
People, it sounds like people in the UK have really good families. I say that like nobody in the United States has a good family, but I haven't met many people with good families in the United States.
I know two kinds of families in the United States, and they are dysfunctional and then pretending.
Mm.
Yeah, and the pretenders are dedicated.
Yeah, well, they're just super in the machine. I mean, they are just like, we are plowing forward and we are in the machine and everything's working great. And you're like, yeah, but you don't look very happy.
But we are checking the boxes that were given to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're busy.
And we are climbing ladders as hard as we can.
And we don't think about the shit that you guys think about.
Right. Right. They're flippant about the fact that their kids are going to live in a California that is maybe on fire all the time.
Flippant. Yeah. Who's flippant now?
It's crazy.
That's okay.
Yeah. And that's what's hard for us, I think, you know, and it's like, how do you talk to people when that's like the only thing in my head? Like, how was your shopping experience? Well, I didn't want to be here. I wish that it was easier to just grow food and not have to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
How was your day? You know, it's stupid that there's grocery stores that sell food from all over the world. And there's one like in every city, sometimes hundreds in every city. That's crazy. That seems wrong.
And
think of all the produce that's thrown out from the store alone. You know, like, I can't help. That's the shit that goes through my head. You know, like, I can't put that stuff down. I try. But I can't. I'm just not I can't. I got to look that shit in the face. It's just like animal cruelty shit. I got to look at it in the face. I got to be like, yes, this is happening. This is happening right now. And I do not like it. But it is happening. Climate change is happening. We are degrading the life on this earth to a point that it will likely change to something we will never know. And that's crazy.
Well, some people would like to say, listen, it's not like 100% of all humans will die out.
But it's fucking decorative gourd season, motherfucker. Ha 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 ha.
You know, that we see we're clever.
Yeah,
our side is clever.
I know, and it's funny. I on a walk one of these mornings that we had, I had read, because I like to read weather stories because I love to see how shitty it is everywhere else, and it's so nice and warm here. So I was like, there was like a cold front coming to Florida, or cold front Mrs. Florida, or whatever the fuck it was. Anyways, I clicked on it to hate read how shitty other places that I hate are. I know that seems
that's
really
a Florida
up,
perk. It's a perk.
You know, whatever. I was on the shitter.
It's not just experiencing the weather. It's gloating about
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Exactly. And
I remember Truckee this time of year. A fun place to be outside.
The end of the story was, because it was supposed to get, you know, in the 60s and 50s at night here. It was, it looks like we might be able to move from this spiced pumpkin latte to the peppermint. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. This is how we see seasons, not in the color of leaves, not in the plants, not in the animals, not in the stars, not in the sun, in lattes, in flavoring, in consumer choices. And I'm like, this is the kind of little shit that fucking freaks me the fuck out. It makes me say, you know what? This is why you can't talk to other human beings. Because if they see that as being like, oh yeah, that's weird, they're like, yeah, but you know what? I do like the peppermint butter. Or I, you know, actually I haven't tried a peppermint latte. You know, like the absurdity and the pain and the horror of the large portion of the American population, and maybe this goes across the world, which is even worse, you know, is like fall is a time of different lattes. From a specific company, let's all face that, right?
That's fucking weird.
If the color of the decorations and the cups and the napkins did not tell you that the seasons were changing, would you have noticed?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love this time of year. What do you love about it? Oh, it's the pumpkin spiced, you know, I just love
it. It's the nostalgic kind of time of year.
And it's like, you know, that they have that year round, or if they don't, the reason they don't is because they know you're going to wait in line for it when it comes out. That's so gross. Like, you're being used. And that's it. I mean, it's just like, you're just a fucking dumb shit puppet. And I don't want to be a dumb shit puppet. You know? And I fucking like lattes.
Oh, yeah. We know they're good. We know.
Well, they're like 900 calories. Of course they're good.
I know why you eat a steak. I get it.
I don't.
I get it. Well, I get it.
But yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's not the point.
It's like, not like, oh, but it this is great. Oh, it's
like, just aren't we like the greatest species on earth? Doesn't that mean we can say this is a bad decision?
We can't make it judgment calls good. About anything.
Right. It may make sense. You may want that candy, but you shouldn't steal it. It's not worth it. That candy was made by children. And it was, you know, made out of some sort of slavery, form of slavery, because the sugar comes from some country that treats everybody like shit. And it's a monoculture and it kills all. Like, there's a bazillion reasons not to fucking do it.
And so, yeah, does that sound political? And that's that they only give us these two choices to talk about crap like this, too.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, no, it's not. It has nothing to do. Does that sound. We're not on the spectrum.
And it's crazy because you read all this Green New Deal stuff and you read about the UK going to zero emissions, but they don't talk anything about consumerism. And that is entirely the problem. Like, stop buying shit. What about the economy? Fuck the economy. Yeah, that means utter chaos, but it's coming either way.
Like, if you're not.
It's coming either way.
If you're not prepared to break it on purpose, you're not serious.
Yeah, and you're not prepared for when it does break for real, because it's going to.
So pick your poison.
Yeah. So that's who we are. That's why you're here. That's why we're here, because we're like, this is fucked. We just want it on record. A, and B, hey, other people who see this, isn't this fucked? You're not alone.
Yeah. We can't talk to any of them.
No. Because I do, and then people get like this like crazy like look of horror on their face. Yeah. And then I can't help but go further.
Yeah. You gotta speak truth to power.
And then they're like, oh, there's the crazy bitch.
But one side is like, let's not do anything. Let's just let this play out. And the other side is that would be horrible. Let's do all this crazy shit that won't work to fix it.
Right.
And we're like, no.
And like, what's the other answer? Protests? Like, that's, did we see the Women's March? What did the Women's March do? I don't remember what it did because it didn't do shit for me. It didn't do shit for everybody that is forced to go to a pregnancy crisis center. It didn't do shit for anybody. Like, fuck your protests. Like, I'm sorry, but you got to get more serious. And I don't even know what that means.
You can't fix it without breaking it first. Yeah, you cannot massage it. This shit is too fucking big. It's too insidious.
Crazy.
You're not going to be able to bend it.
But you're not going to be perfect either. Like, you're going to have to make choices that are evil because you might need money to pay the man. And that fucking sucks. That's probably the most painful part when you're like, I'm trying to do everything I can, but I'm still in the system because I can't be out of it all the way. And that means I have to do something I might not agree with morally because I don't know how else to do it. You know, and it's like, oh, so you're not, you know, you're not willing to sacrifice so much to go to jail or to, you know, be homeless. No, because it won't do any good to do either of those things.
And
so I'm willing to do enough that doesn't make it so I'm fucked too.
And is that selfish? Should I not be here? Maybe. I mean, we are talking about losing the population, but fuck it. I got the microphone and I don't feel like saying I want to kill myself. So I'm not going to kill myself.
We're going to see how this goes.
Yeah. So it's like,
and we feel like we do have a part to play, which is just like, look, like we should probably just stare at it and be honest.
Yeah. For real. But sometimes it is overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's like super overwhelming. But honestly, the less I read and the more I just try to spend time outside, and I know not everybody has the luxury to spend as much time outside as I do, A, because of weather, and B, because of other things. But every second you can, do it. Do it. Touch nature. You are nature.
It feels way cooler to go out there and
yeah.
Putting your hands in the dirt is a great way to cope. That's why we talk about it all the time.
When JP has a really, really shitty long day, I pull him out. I'm like, come on. I don't want to talk about the day. I don't want to talk about the problems. Let's just go outside. Here's a project. Let's do this project.
And
it works.
It helps. It's great. It's
I mean, sometimes it's just stupid little shit, but it's something. And by the way, if you live somewhere where you can do this, you should grow papayas because...
Highly recommend.
Red... Lady papaya, that's the one we have right now. That's fruiting its balls off. Is amazing.
And think about it. Like, we're not growing anything that maybe you couldn't get at Whole Foods, but the shit that we're growing is tastier,
right?
Because it doesn't have to be shipped and packed and put in a truck for 4 months.
Yeah.
And so there's more flavors than you're used to.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, I've had papaya.
No.
Like
No, this is amazing.
So that's fun. That's fun no matter how you slice it.
That's fun. That's fun. And then we had banana flowers open, which we'd never seen before. I mean, we've seen a banana flower just recently at a garden we went to, but like not like the whole process of it opening.
Yeah.
And, oh my God. It's so amazing. The nectar, which you could just, huge droplets come and you can just, it's like sugar water. It's amazing. And the bees, the honeybees and the wasps, the amount of critters who are like, woo, nectar. This shit is on. It's amazing. It's like truly like a pollinator plant in a weird way, even though it doesn't require pollination. It's kind of funny.
So you can try that if you're looking for a coping mechanism.
Yeah. And you can grow bananas anywhere. You just have to bring them in the winter.
I mean, maybe like, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that are probably going through like the actual grieving process and like, you know, respect.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
I guess we just sort of processed it very quickly. Okay, the grieving process, that's supposed to be a journey. It takes you somewhere. What's the end result?
Yeah.
It's probably just going like, what the fuck, man?
Well, that's, yeah. Cause
okay. I mean, I guess we'll just accept that.
We aren't going to see like the end times unless there's some kind of crazy world war or something, which let's hope that doesn't happen, or maybe we should. I don't know how I feel about that. But like.
Do you think about absurd ways to die every day?
We don't what every day, will it but be? We do. We do. Sometimes
that's a new thing, right? Like when you're setting out with your sweetheart and you're like, we're gonna take this world on, you know, you don't always select for like, you know, what if we had to contemplate death in a silly way every day. We recommend that swipe right on that,
right?
How silly can you be about doom? That's a good trait to have.
It is. That's helpful. It's super helpful. It really is. I just don't know.
So if your partner has a stick up their ass about climate change, tell them to listen to Maximum Carbon Sinkhole and loosen up.
And smoke a joint. Maybe.
Yeah, man. It's so cool. Honestly, we can laugh at this.
People are like, well, we're the dumbest stoners, species. Like stoners are dumb or whatever. Like,
agreed.
Prove it.
Stop acting like a robot about this, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. Not weed isn't for everybody. I get it. Like, you have to really be able to, like, let go. And I don't know. It's a weird drug. But it's, I mean, I think everybody should do it still.
And the funniest shit, okay, and this is the funniest shit, right? Like, well, I'm overwhelmed by climate apocalypse and impending doom. I'm overwhelmed by knowing that all this is happening. Like, but... the first place that you should look for humor is looking at how hard everybody is trying to avoid admitting that.
It is pretty funny.
It is, and it's getting funny. Harder and harder.
It is. I mean, people like, okay, think about it. Like, people don't like talking about death.
But yeah, but talking about death is weird. Agreed.
That's what this is. But like the ultimate death.
Do you think that being, you know? Do you think that being a cop, KC, honed or heightened your gallows humor? Like, do you think that being a cop actually gave you more laughter skills when thinking about?
No.
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 So you think your previous...
No, because to be honest with you, what's funny is most cops are like that.
And you think the gallows humor
is... I think it's more that personality type tends to be cops.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Now, I'm not saying that they're like smart comedians, but you kind of do have to find humor in this shit because it's... Being a cop, you see a lot of fucked up shit. You just do. You see a lot of really bad stuff of humanity. You see kind of the worst of it, but not necessarily.
Maybe
we and should... So you really do have to like... Because you know, it's just like... When I put makeup on dead people, I don't know if this story has been out before, but I put makeup.
Not the same dead people she saw when she was a cop.
No, that would be weird. So when I was a cop, I would find dead people and I would put makeup on them.
Casey's crime strains were always so strange.
No, I did not do that. No, it was a friend at the time. She put makeup on dead people, and I wanted to see what would it be like to see dead people. And it turns out I didn't care, and I was climbing on top of him and making fake mustaches, and it was really cool. But everybody was laughing in there, like when they were fucking I'm in there. They're like, "Do you want some nose things? Because you know it smells bad. The death is stinky." And I was like, no, I don't. And it was gross, but I'd smell worse, so it wasn't that bad. But they're just laughing their balls off as they're like grinding up all the insides of a person. You know, you got it. Like, we're all gonna die, but like, you gotta find like the best cope. I think, and this is biased, of course, the best coping mechanism is laughter. You know, and that's how it was. I mean, like, you know, cops uploading pictures of crime scenes to rotten.com is like, it's because it's fun. I mean,
just blown off steam, man.
Yeah. I mean, some people be like, that's unethical. It's like, seriously, like you see decapitated people. It kind of fucks with you a little bit. You know what I mean? It's just a little weird. It's a little weird, you know? And this is a way to deal with it. So fuck off. Like, it's fine.
So if cops already have a predilection prior to being cops for gallows humor, for being able to laugh off extremely traumatic moments, I think that our niche is like good to go full sort of like ironic Blue Lives Matter. Like, I think we should be recruiting cops. I think that's our audience. Yeah,
except for like most cops are not that smart, and also not all cops are like that. Like, there was definitely a few cops that were very serious, and I'll tell you what, those people were scary. Those were the shithead cops. Those were the cops that were like fucking with people. We didn't have a lot. There's two in training, and I left before they were, so I don't know if they were really bad. But yeah, not having humor is a bad sign, I think.
Here's a funny story about KC being a cop.
Okay.
It was early in the relationship. Like, we were an item, but very early on being an item. Okay. And one day I had to call her. And I said,
"Oh yeah,
hey, I've got a problem with this police thing. It's early in the morning. It's like before 8.
Yeah.
And I have a problem with this police thing like right now. And I need some advice."
And I'm in line at Starbucks. That's great, right? That's great. And I'm like, okay, sure. What?
Yeah. She's like, okay. Like, she was game.
Well, but first I have to say, JP is like the first adult male I've met that I'm like, he's never done any felony crime. Like, ever. And that I thought was really weird and unique and like a little boring. But like, I knew it wasn't because he was a boring guy. It was because he was like the first person I met that like went through and like really made good decisions in his life. And it's not like he was like, you know, I wouldn't do LSD or mushrooms. I'm just not going to do the dumb things that put me in the position to get LSD and mushrooms. And like, I respected that, even though I was like, I really got to get him to do LSD and mushrooms.
And that's what I respected about her. As I was like, yes, I've been looking for someone to be like,
get me some LSD and mushrooms.
I don't know how to. I want to go a little further than I am right now, but I'm not sure. I'm looking for a guide.
So he calls me with a police problem, and I'm just like, this is going to be good. This is going to be really funny. It's going to be a really cute story. I knew I wasn't getting into, so there's a body. Or
there's a gun. Or there's a weapon.
I ran over two people drunk driving last night, you know. So I knew that I was going to go in helping a pretty innocuous legal problem, and I did.
She gave me great advice.
Yep, I sure did.
I was in possession of some stolen merchandise.
Yeah. Actually,
high value. It was not merchandise. It was high value art.
Yeah.
That I kind of knew what it was, and I asked backwards, stumbled into it. I was gifted it, and then I got really poor, and I tried to sell it. And I sort of, like, I was like I was like three steps removed, but I sort of knew how it happened. I made a very token gesture to try to write it before I put it on the wall. And then I was just like, that's fucking cool.
Right. And then you were going to sell it.
And then I tried to sell it online.
And that didn't work out.
And so I got a call. Yeah. Casey said, just bring it in.
Yeah, just bring it in. Just bring it in. Like, it's not like he was attached to it where he was like, I think it's worth me fighting. I don't think it is.
No.
They'll make your life hell. Just don't bother. They're not going to do anything if you bring it in.
It was a super rare, ubiquitous symbol.
Yeah. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she helped me out of it. So that's why I said to JA a couple episodes ago that we were, you know, star-crossed lovers on opposite sides of the law.
Yeah, right. Oh my God.
In my art thief days.
Goody two shoes here. Goody two shoes here. I know. I've corrupted him horribly. I'm very proud of it.
I would have been better about selling it this time. If we still had it. I would have done it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's been fun.
Yeah. 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 It's crazy. The world's crazy and our lives are crazy and everything's crazy. And it's kind of like, I don't know. I care a lot about it, but I know that there's only so much I can do. So I do what I can and what I'm capable of emotionally and physically and mentally. And other than that, I can just be like, I hope there's other people that care too. And if you do, I thank you. I think that's cool. Cool. Let me know if you want, because I think that's cool. And I'll just be like, cool.
Right on.
Yeah. Got any tips for me? Because I don't know. It's crazy out there.
So what are you doing?
And I hope you have, like, these people with functional families and stuff. Are you, like, do you, like, do good things with each other? Do you talk constructively about like how to, like, because like I feel like if I had a functional family, I'd be like, we should band together,
yeah,
and, like, do something cool, like, even if it's just personally, we just buy some land and let it be wild, or, you know, like, something, like, is there something we could band together and do? But I don't have any family, so
yeah. There are eight people living in a house somewhere that are like, we're preparing and we're going to help each other.
Not in a creepy way either. Or no, not, like,
not a David Koresh kind of way.
Yeah.
Although that's probably coming. More of that.
Well, that's happening everywhere. There's a cult in every city in the universe.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever told
you? And that doesn't count the churches.
Oh, see?
Mm-hmm.
They just have better marketing.
Those are cults too, yeah.
Did you ever tell your Jeffrey Dahmer story?
I don't know.
On air. Do you think that added to your gallows humor?
Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer was a major part of my life. So that was probably the only time that I was truly like, oh my God, they're wheeling barrels of liquid people out of the apartment. And what's crazy is one of those people, the police actually had given back to him. And he picked them up at a bar that I go to. And he makes chocolate at a place that is not that far from me. He walks past my house, probably. Or at least, oh, it'd be the block up. But still, I mean, I live close to that motherfucker.
Around the corner.
But I wasn't a minority gay man. So I was, or boy, I should say. So I was safe. And that felt good. You know, that's a, come on, ladies. Honestly, is there often a time when there's like there's a killer on the streets where you don't have to worry at all?
Ladies are safe on this one.
Ladies are safe. Wow. On that. Oh, really? Sick.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Wow. No, where did he get his training?
We can actually walk around and dress however we want. We don't have to worry about being raped. That's cool. No, just not by this guy. Oh.
Oh. Okay. Oh, right.
Okay. So there's one less threat. Okay. No, but the Dahmer thing was pretty crazy. That was a major thing.
Your neighborhood.
That was a crazy thing. I mean, so it was block. I wouldn't say that he was part of my neighborhood because, like, I didn't know the people. Like, neighborhoods there were really block, kind of block by block or alley by alley. So, I mean, he was like six blocks away or something like that. But yeah, so in the same general area. It was the same area, really. He smelled the same beer I did every morning. but like, I think it was, I mean, that's like but the Wisconsin, the crazy thing, because that was something as a child I was, you know, I guess it was my seventh or eighth grade science teacher. You know, he was like, I mean, I was a weird kid and he was like, thought it was funny or whatever. And, you know, he like taught me about all the serial killers that came from Wisconsin, like Eggene and stuff. And I was just fascinated by it. I was fascinated by it and wondered what the fuck goes on in Wisconsin, you know, that there's these fucking serial killers. And that's crazy. And it was crazy to me because there's, you know, there's impulse involved and the like inability to recognize death and like the idea of turning lights out, like all of the stuff, it still was like, yeah, but that's crazy. Right. And then Dahmer to go like that step further where he's like, well, I fuck them and then I eat them. And you're like, wow, that's a lot. That's a niche serial killer. I mean, I guess they all are. Right. But he's like, he's really like, but you don't understand. Like,
top that.
Yeah.
That's what I think of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we taste good and are sexy.
Right. But more when we're dead.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That was crazy. I mean, that was crazy. And the hotel, there was like a hotel that he like had taken guys to. That was like right next door to my open pantry that I went to every day. Yeah, so like I probably saw him. I mean, everybody was like, he looked creepy. I was like, no, he looked like he was from Milwaukee. Had a mullet, you know, he was kind of goony looking and he had these big old glasses. Like, yeah, he lived in Milwaukee, sure. No, but he wouldn't look weird, you know? So, yeah, the smell. We called because of the smell. Oh my God. It was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah, that was very vivid. The court cases were really the big thing. And maybe I can find a soundbite from that, because that's...
I'm mad. This is how you act when you are out of control. I don't want to ever see my mother have to go through this again. Never, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, I hate you, motherfucker. I hate you. This is out of control. Don't fuck with me, Jeffrey. I'll kill you. God damn it. Look at me, motherfucker. I kill you.
What's your name, Pat?
You know, like, what a crazy anomaly. And think if that was our only problem. Well, once in a while, we get a serial killer. But, like, we're the serial killers. We're, like, killing everything on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty crazy. So it's like almost like we need more Dahmers. That seems like a bad choice, but maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, he's not an anomaly.
We're all Dahmer? I don't know.
He's not an anomaly.
He's not, right? It was weird too, because people would be like, well, there's other cannibals in the world. Like, you know, there's like cannibal, like Indian people in like some crazy island. And it's like, they don't go around and kill people and fuck them and then eat them. That's not what they do. Like, it's like
only
somebody,
an American did that.
Yeah. It's like, no, it's more like somebody dies and then part of like being close to the dead person is they eat some of their flesh, which is weird, but it's not the same.
No.
I mean, like, it's not the same, you know? I don't know. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Do you have any cool stories that you'd like to share? carbonsinkhole@protonmail.com.
It doesn't have to be climate related, but it helps.
Yeah.
I just like stories, so. And you should fill out our park entrance exam for our zine, because we are really bad about plugging things.
Oh yeah,
and
like we're purposely doing bad at SEO,
and I forget to like when they email, which I didn't do. I didn't even print out feedback loops. Sorry, but like
impromptu recording.
I forget that I should say, "Hey, you should take our part." Like I'm really bad at.
We hope it inspires you to think of interesting stories.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll try to do a few questions. I don't want to read other people's answers because they'll get printed, but maybe I'll do a couple of my answers. I didn't do them yet.
So tell us a story while you're out there. Think of some of the funny shit that's going on.
Yeah.
Share it with us.
Even crazy. Even if you have just
come on
a
the
crazy
pod.
Idea, you're like, you can even send it with a fake email address. I won't look at the name or something. And you want to, people have funny ideas. And it can be crazy. I mean, wasabi malos.
Like, yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Absurdity is funny, and this world is absurd, and it's sad, and it's horrific. But, I mean, I don't know. We still have a lava lamp. There's no reason to have that.
But
it's not on, in fairness. It hasn't been on for a while, but we used to use it religiously.
Mm-hmm. It used to be the light. Mm-hmm. And climate change is nothing if not absurd.
Yeah.
Man-made induced sixth mass extinction.
And we are just putting
absurd.
The pedal down, and we are fucking going off the cliff with the fucking buffaloes and the dodos. We are dodos. Is the dodo the one that went off the... No. Lemmings. Right? I don't fucking know.
Dodos
got killed because they were too stupid because they didn't know humans were evil. That's so dumb. They weren't dumb. They were just like, wow, I've never seen anything like you. I've never had a predator because this is where I've evolved, you fucking asshole. Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening.
Later.
I just gotta be honest with you. I'm not one of them bullshit show business people, man. Who makes believe everything is going okay. No, because everything is not going okay, man.